Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. The winds are blowing about 80 to 100 miles an hour up here in fine sunny Malibu. I know they've been blowing through the entire city this week. And people say, gee, everyone's irritated. I know you guys had a crazy week. I'm positive. Everyone had a crazy week. There's a reason, and that reason is part of medicine. Medicine has a perception, at least years ago it did, that the wind will irritate the liver. And no wind is better at irritating the liver than the Santa Anas. And I believe that's what's blowing this week, those hot, dry ones. The hot, dry winds stimulate the wind of the liver. And in lots of perceptions of medicine, the liver is essentially wind. Liver is wind. Liver is the tension in your tendons. Liver is anger. Liver is internalized anger. In lots of perceptions of medicine, each organ relates to different parts of life. So I think it's very appropriate because I know you guys had a crazy week. I certainly did. And this is part of the reason why. When things are going to explode, just put a bunch of people in a very windy, hot, dry environment, and you'll see these things happen. All right, today's show. Here's the scenario. You walk in, you see your healthcare practitioner, and at the end of the session, invariably the question, Doctor, do you want to see all the other herbs I'm taking? And so you reach down, if you've got a doctor compassionate enough to suffer that one, you reach down and you pull out your bag, and that bag's got about 100 bottles of herbs in it from 15 different companies that you've accumulated over the last 6 months, and you've gotten to the point where you're starting to realize that this is a little too complicated for you, so you're seeking help. But, gee, you got all those herbs in the cabinet, and you don't want to waste the money. You bought it. They must be of some use. That's what the show's about today. How are you going to determine, when you go to the stores, what herbal product to get or what radio show to listen to? Now, of course, I'm a little prejudiced here. I work with Dr. Marshall, so Quantum Nutrition Labs, of course, is my first choice. But you got to remember, I was a student 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and I was the valedictorian of my class, and I was counselor to lots of people even during my education there at the chiropractic school. And we had tons of different companies come to the school to host and toast and dine and sell their ware, sell their product. Our product is the best. Well, I chose Quantum Nutrition Labs for many reasons, and I don't have to repeat them to you guys. But you still go through a process independently of Quantum Nutrition Labs, and I want to address that process because you're all out, you're all shopping, you're all going to health food stores, and you're all looking at products. And I want to give you a perspective of how to choose the right herb and the right herbal company. I want you to reason to it along with me, because this has been my history also. Remember, a doctor that's interested in healing patients is going to go through the same thing you do. Lots of people don't remember that. We go through it, but we go through it for much higher stakes. If we make mistakes, it can cost us a career. It can cost us thousands of dollars of education. So the things that go on in your mind, you got to remember, go on in the doctor's mind too. How do you choose the right herb? Well, the doctor is saying the same thing. So let's go into this a little bit. And remember this little story, and some of you will relate. Years ago, when you wanted to be a healthy young athlete, like myself, you'd go into the local, unfortunately, in New York, candy store, or you'd go to 7-Eleven, or you'd go to Dunkin' Donuts. You were already off to a bad start, but on a lot of these little counters, and this still goes on today with it, there were these little vitamin mineral herbal packets. Remember those? I used to take them as a kid because I wanted to be healthy. And you take them and you'd open the, and invariably I'd get sick on them. I threw up a few times on them. Now I was only 10, 11 years old, and I knew these things had to be good for me because vitamins were the talk of the day. This is the early 80s. The fact of the matter is they were toxic and putrid. And you've all had that experience where starting at the bottom of the barrel, and we're going to work our way to the top. You're talking about herbs, vitamin and minerals. Well, we'll start with. Because a lot of people have that in mind. You're not going to get too invested. Say some of your friends that aren't as enthusiastic about herbal medicine just want to know the basics so they can take care of themselves. They want to know what vitamins and minerals. They don't know a lot about nutrition, so they just want to make sure they have the vitamin mineral thing covered. To them, it's nothing to walk into some of the inferior places like I just talked about and buy these sorts of low-grade, sometimes we say coal tar-derived vitamins. Coal tar, tar, garbage, toxic chemical stuff that will go to a lab. I made vitamin C in a lab recently, ascorbic acid. You can take lots of bad stuff, toxic chemicals, go into a lab and produce a very synthetic form of nutrition. Now, the minerals, you can take rocks, rocks that you would never eat. You can pulverize them. You can grind them to dust. And through different techniques, electrophoresis is one of them, you just pull out the mineral you want and then concentrate that mineral and stuff it into a coal tar-derived vitamin tablet. And that, around the herbal globe, or I should say around the nutritional globe, is how lots of people buy their vitamins and minerals each day, with those big, ugly tablets, which, again, to compress together, you have to hit with astronomical amounts of pressure, something like 2,500 pounds per square inch of pressure, which creates heat. And then you bind them together so that they'll stay in the tablet form. And when you ingest those things, think of what you're doing. First, it's a synthetic. The minerals are not really bioavailable because they don't come from foods. So they're not food grade. Lots of people still come into my office each week and lay down non-food grade vitamin and mineral. Now, this is show 31, 32 for me. It took me a long time to get to this subject because this is such old stuff. But for a lot of people, it's not. It's really not. If you're thinking of vitamin and mineral, you have to go to food. Carl Legend is food. Greens Mix is food. When you break a food down, right from the biophysics of the vitamin and mineral, you have all sorts of electron spins that are way more magnetic to your body. So you get better uptake in the GI tract, and you get much better uptake around the cell. So rather than your basic, poor quality, synthetic-derived vitamin and mineral tablet dunked in glue that you'll barely even digest, horse tablets, so to speak, you've got to keep in mind that the option for vitamin and mineral is something like Carl Legend and something like Greens Mix. If you want to concentrate vitamin and mineral, go to a plant that concentrates it. Barley, oat, and wheatgrass concentrate many, many, many times over the amount of vitamin, mineral, and other nutrient than vegetables do. And vegetables, of course, are way better than deriving something from rock minerals. So we're going to cross that coal tar rock vitamin mineral tablet off your list, and we're going to move up a little bit. Now, the minute we move up a little bit, well, then we start to get into herbs. And there's lots of ways to deliver herbs to people or other food nutrients like the oils. And One of the other things we do is we stuff our herbal product or our vitamin mineral product, or especially our oils, because oils rancidify very easily. We stuff them into gelatin capsules, big, thick horse capsules, once again, of gelatin that doesn't decompose that easily. And when it does, the decomposition of it, if you're taking enough of them, begins to create sort of a sludge layer in the intestinal tract. Digestible, yes. Gelatin you can handle or excrete. Either way, the point is, it's not going to deliver what's in the capsule with a high degree of effectiveness. So if you're going to your vitamin mineral tablet or you're going to your capsule, even for the oils, think about much better ways. Remember, it's not the amount that you're putting into your body. It's the amount that you assimilate. If you put a gram of something into your belly, that doesn't mean that that gram is going to get uptake. There's ingestion, but then there's assimilation. Assimilation is critical. You can claim that you're ingesting thousands of milligrams of something, but in reality, you may be absorbing 10% of that. Now, if we get past those two myopias in nutritional medicine, if we get on the other side of the tablet and the gelatin capsule, now we're going to move up to the herb. So we're going to take the herb, and we're going to let the herb grow. Then we're going to take the plant and let it dry. It may even be dried in the sun, depending on the herb. And we're going to grind it into a powder, and we're going to put that in a vegetable capsule. Now, that's a whole jump. So when you come into my office and you lay out 100, the first thing I do is separate the capsules. And this is what you do. Go into your medicine chest or your kitchen cabinet, pull the stuff down, separate them now. And the first thing you do is pull out of the chosen group. You pull out the horse tablets and the gelatin capsules. After that, you're left, hopefully, with vegetable capsules. Again, we don't want silicon dioxide in there. We don't want meg stearate in there. We want just the plain vegetable capsule and the powdered herb. Now you've jumped to another level. Now you've jumped to the next level of nutrition. And if you take and you open that capsule and you spread that powder out on your hand, you want some effect. Now here's a complicated moment. One of the first things an herbalist will do when an herbalist is looking at a vegetable capsule is they'll open the capsule and they'll taste and smell the herb for freshness. Freshness is a variable of potency. Taste. The more you damage an herb, very often the less it tastes. Now, not all herbs taste the same way, so you gotta kind of know the taste of an herb. But I'll tell you a little trick here. You really don't. You do, but you don't. You want to know what turmeric tastes like. You ought to be able to blindfold yourself and distinguish between coriander and turmeric and different sorts of mushrooms and cat's claw. No one will ever forget the taste of olive leaf, that green powder. But nonetheless, even if you don't have that kind of background, once you taste an herb, you can tell whether or not that powder is dry and weak. Just the way you do with food. You do it with food all the time. You can tell the difference between something that's vibrant, grown on fertile soil, picked exactly ripe. It explodes. Something hits you. And you do this with herbs also. So now you take that jump into the vegetable capsule, into the herbal powder. And you really don't know the company and you don't know what's what. But you can open the herb and taste. Do it with ours from Nutrition Labs and you'll see every herb and compare it to other herbs and you'll see the difference. You'll taste and smell the difference. It's one of the things you want to do. You want to develop relationship with the plant. Now, we put it in a vegetable capsule because it's convenient. It's not really, in many other perceptions, the easiest way to go, because again, you have to digest the vegetable capsule and you also have to swallow the herb, and there is